The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
Hey, friend, I'm Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw Count Out, the show on YouTube.com/ Stephen Larson, where wrestling things are counted down.
Yes.
Available right here and wherever fine podcasts are available. Be sure to hit that subscribe or download button and get your Going In Raw content always. We're also available at Patreon, patreon.com/ Stephen Larson. A bevy of reward tiers await you. Reward tiers awaits you.
Yeah.
So that you can get access to us.
Yes, we're also
we give out our home addresses.
Not true. We're also at Pro Wrestling Tees, prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. I think right now we have 13 designs or 14.
It's up there, man. We've got three brand 15. New ones. Three new designs this week alone.
Larson Libre.
Stretch.
And your shocked face.
That on a shirt. Three versions of it. There's the pink, the green, and the black. So you can get all those available right now at Pro Wrestling Tees Going In Raw.
Yes.
SummerSlam is around the corner, Larson.
Get to that. It is right around the corner with Battleground in the books. The first two episodes of Raw and SmackDown respectively in the books. After Battleground, we're firmly on the road to SummerSlam. So far, we've had three matches officially announced. There is the four-way match for the Universal title, Reigns, Strowman, Samoa Joe, Lesnar, Bayley versus Alexa Bliss for the Raw Women's title, Naomi versus Natalya for the SmackDown Women's title. We get some hints, some clues, some ideas perhaps of what...
A couple rumors out there.
Yeah, what else could be in the SummerSlam card, but nothing confirmed yet. Right. So we are going to fill in those blanks.
Yeah.
So we're going to count down the 10 matches that should happen at SummerSlam.
According to Stephen Larson, these are, if we were in charge, a lot of people say, how would you book this? This is how we'd book SummerSlam. Not really, because there's a couple matches in here that wouldn't make sense to happen because there's like the same person in them. Anyways, but,
well, I mean, people can wrestle two matches one night. Not the first time. This wouldn't be the first time it happened.
Yeah, there you go. I'm just saying this isn't our actual match card. These are just matches that we think should happen.
Should, because they make sense, because we want to see them. A combination of both.
Good stories could be told from these matches.
Yes.
And coming out of these matches.
Yes.
So, we'll kick it off with number 10.
10.
Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho just returned to SmackDown this week. Last Tuesday.
Clear in the immediate term if he's here to stay, man, or if it was a one and done.
I'm thinking he's here to stay until early September because he has an opening in his touring schedule with his band Fozzy. They don't have any more tour dates till mid-September.
Okay.
So he can stick around for the next month or so, face Kevin Owens, continue their ongoing feud.
Yeah.
It's lasted, it feels like...
A long time.
6 months, maybe?
Man.
You know, Chris Jericho, I'm sure, still wants some vengeance over being beaten so badly that he'd be put on a stretcher before his hiatus. That right there is motivation enough.
Absolutely.
These guys have put on some very, very, very good matches during their feud. Why not add one more?
So next week on SmackDown, we're going to get what potentially could be, although I don't think personally it's going to be, a potential blow-off match between Kevin Owens and AJ Styles for the Universal Championship. If Jericho were somehow to pick up where he left off before Mania and interfere in Kevin Owens and the U.S. title scene, if he were to get in the way and allow AJ Styles to pick up that win, it could lead to this at SummerSlam, a rematch from their Mania match, and it could clear the path for a match we have coming up later on in the episode.
Correct.
AJ Styles. So these could happen. I would love to see Kevin Owens. I would love to see Chris Jericho. I had no idea he was coming back. So I would love to see him at SummerSlam. This could make sense. We might have a rematch. I don't know. I don't know.
I know.
It might be a triple threat.
It could be Owens, AJ again. It could be a triple threat, as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
There's a lot of possibilities.
A lot of possibilities.
I feel like this is a match that should happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Number nine. Randy Orton versus the Great Khali. Now, everybody's asking us, Steven Larson, what is the plan for Randy Orton? He was not on SmackDown this past week. What is he going to do? There's rumors abound that the WWE would like to use the Great Khali in a match or two, you know, now that he's not back, but he's around.
Yeah.
He is mobile. I mean, he can kind of walk.
Yeah.
He did
a pretty good job climbing the
Oh, he can climb.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, it should be like a vertical or horizontal.
Like scaffold match.
Yeah, vertical match. Exactly. Not a lot of movement involved that isn't, you know, going up. I'll put it this way. Ask me about anybody. Like, who should Randy Orton face? You say Great Khali at SummerSlam. Sure, why not?
Yeah, I know.
It sounds horrible. It sounds terrible. But I don't really want Randy Orton wasting my time with anybody else that I really like.
And here's the thing, too. SummerSlam is the second most important, maybe third most important pay-per-view of WWE's calendar.
Probably third.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah, sure.
Behind Rumble and Mania.
Sure, of course. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
So all the stars are going to be there.
Yes.
Randy Orton, whether you find him entertaining or not, massive star.
Oh, huge star.
Massive star. Massive. He's going to have a spot in that card.
Oh, absolutely.
So assuming that Orton is done with his feud with Mahal, what makes the most sense?
Great Khali is the one he prevented him from getting that title.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So it does make total sense.
In that sense, it should happen. Do we want it to happen? Not really.
I mean,
it's not going to be a good match.
Let's run down, like, what are the alternatives here? What, Randy Orton versus Baron Corbin?
That's the only thing.
Nobody wants to see that.
I don't want to see that either.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right. Moving on. Number eight.
Eight.
Breezango versus Sanity.
So I have it stuck in my head the reason they didn't have the reveal of who was attacking Breezango, the Fashion Police, at Battleground. Is because, well, there's two reasons. One, they don't know.
Okay, that's a good reason.
Or two, which I'm more hopeful of, is that the team or the people that are responsible for it are kind of involved in something else right now.
Yeah, they
need to not be involved in that.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense for them to be overlapping.
Yeah. Before they reveal themselves as the perpetrators of these attacks. I'm not spoiling anything. Sanity is lined up for a pretty major match at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But if they come out in the losing end of said match, they're free to do whatever they want.
That's true.
They can reveal themselves as the people who have been trashing Breezango's office.
Yeah.
Cutting the head off Tully.
Yeah.
And that would be cool.
Yeah. Here's the thing, too, is that this doesn't actually have to be a match. It can simply be the reveal.
Yes.
Breezango can come out. They can call out with finality, whoever this is that's doing that, enter Sanity.
Bump, bump, bump.
My name is Mutt. They destroy Breezango. Feud has started. You've got an exciting tag team, or faction, rather, on SmackDown Live going forward. Everybody's going to tune in Tuesday to watch Sanity.
And here's the other thing. The New Day versus Usos is a certainty.
Mm-hmm.
At SummerSlam. We didn't put them on this list because, it hasn't been announced. It's a certain...
Oh, that's happening.
That's for sure happening.
Yeah.
So, after, I assume, the New Day beat the Usos at SummerSlam in the rematch, retain the titles, there's nobody else for the New Day to take on.
Correct.
Is the Ascension going to get a title shot?
No.
You need a strong heel tag team
to
feud with the New Day after SummerSlam. Enter Sanity.
Sanity makes all the sense in the world. You know why? There's three men.
Yes.
There's three guys there. Match them up. Big Damo versus Big E. Eric Young versus Xavier Woods. And Alexander Wolf against Kofi Kingston. I mean, that last one is kind of a lesser, but the first two are really cool.
Yeah.
You know, and I love Alexander Wolf. I'm just saying, Eric Young and Xavier Woods kind of match up perfectly.
Yeah.
And Damo versus Big E match up perfectly. I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want to see
it
that?
It makes all the sense in the world. Now, Nikki Cross.
And that's a program that can go into Mania.
Exactly.
It's good.
Now, do you think Nikki Cross would come with them, stay in NXT, if she's going to be feuding with Asuka potentially?
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so, you know, without getting into too many spoilers, Nikki Cross, that last man standing match she had with Asuka, which everybody says off the hook, and I still haven't seen it yet.
It's pretty good.
I need to watch it. I'll watch it today. We're wrapping up our day in a little bit here. Have we seen, is Nikki Cross making an appearance after that? Do we know?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. You don't know. Okay. I would be totally fine if that was the last we saw of Nikki Cross in NXT until this happened. That I would be totally fine.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But I really want her to stay with Sanity.
Yeah.
This can't be the situation where Carmella is separated from Enzo and Cass.
Agreed.
No good. Nikki Cross is firmly Sanity, dude. Yes. She has to be with that.
Yes.
Moving on. Number seven. Daivari versus Neville versus Akira Tozawa in a ladder match. You had this as a triple threat. I added the words ladder match to it.
Any particular reason you wanted a ladder match versus a standard triple threat match?
You know why? Because I think it could be a really good story. Because I think Akira Tozawa, if they really milk that shoulder thing of his, then that's one more obstacle for him. What better way to crown him as the new Cruiserweight champion? Again, I'm not entirely sure they're going to do it because Neville is that good. But if they really tear the house down with a ladder match, a triple threat ladder match, because Daivari's made a big impact. I didn't see. How was the match last night in 205? Did you watch the 205?
Yeah, I watched it.
You watched? It was a good match?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't spoil it.
They've been booking Daivari very strong
the
last
great.
3 weeks, and it's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
He's taken this opportunity and really stepped up and made the most of it.
He's
been really impressive.
He took that feud with Jack Gallagher months ago.
Yeah.
And it should have been a one-sided thing, and he really added dimension to it. And he's doing the same now, and it's fantastic. But the idea of Akira Tozawa with a bum shoulder, with Titus O'Neil trying to talk sense into him. You're taking on a ladder match? I didn't approve this. Tozawa climbing that ladder, getting the Cruiserweight Championship, and Titus O'Neil and Apollo Crews there to celebrate with him. You know, Titus Worldwide stands strong. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, that'd be a great moment.
That would be a fantastic moment. I really think the ladder would put it over the top. And, the 205 ladder. A ladder match, like we said this last year for Mania, or this past year for Mania.
Yeah. Cruiserweight ladder match. Makes all the sense in the world.
All the sense. Number six.
Six.
The Hardys versus the Revival versus the Club versus Sheamus and Cesaro. This has to be on the docket, right?
They've been setting it up, it feels like. Rumors have been coming up the last couple of days that this was in the cards, but instead of doing this match, if rumors are true, it's going to be Ambrose and Rollins teaming up to take on Sheamus and Cesaro. I feel that's a mistake.
Yeah, me too. There's 3 weeks left.
I know.
There's not a lot of time before SummerSlam. How are they going
to... story is ready to be told right now.
I know. They're telling it.
I know. They have all the pieces in place. So if this match doesn't happen, bad idea.
They're already telling the story. And you have to shoehorn Rollins and Ambrose. I mean, look, of course, obviously they're the Shield. They're a natural tag team, but this is not the match they should be having. We decided what match they should be having in a couple entries. There's 3 weeks. How are you going to shoehorn them into the tag division all of a sudden? That's a stacked division. You're going to get rid of the Club, the Revival, and the Hardys in favor of this? I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't either.
Unless they make it a 10-man match.
That's a bad idea, too.
It's not a good idea.
Not a good idea. Yeah, just this last week. All four of the teams were involved in one segment.
I know.
Granted, the tag champions, Cesaro and Sheamus, were watching the goings-on backstage on a monitor.
Well, no, they're involved. That's being
involved.
They're
observing, absolutely. Everybody was involved. Yeah. Not everybody's in the ring, but they were all involved. This has to be the match for the Raw Tag Team Champions.
I'm going to call bullshit on this rumor.
I kind of am, too.
I'm going to call total bullshit on that.
I kind of am, too.
I can't believe it.
Now in 3 months?
Right, yeah.
Sure.
After this, look, these four teams right here have been so enmeshed
in the tag title scene
that for them not to have their ultimate blow-off at SummerSlam, you know, then you can do whatever you want with Rollins.
In 3 months, that Survivor Series, if you really want, if Sheamus and Cesaro or, say, the Revival are champions.
Sure.
If Ambrose and Rollins get out of their current angle with The Miz right now intact, have that angle then.
Yeah.
But if they have plans of doing it for SummerSlam, bad idea.
Here's the problem with Rollins and Ambrose. Well, number one, we'll talk about it in a different
angle. Because you have something here and I have a different idea.
Okay, all right, cool. We'll spar. Number five.
Five.
Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt.
You know, I said earlier that the Usos versus the New Day are a certainty.
This is pretty much too.
So let's say this is number five is Finn Balor, Bray Wyatt, / New Day and Usos.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
These are matches that haven't been announced officially, but are locks.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely
sure.
Locks.
We just really want to see Finn Balor. You know, it's been a while since we've seen the Demon persona. I'd like to see Bray Wyatt lay down a challenge specifically to the Demon.
Yes.
Because he considers himself a god, and the Demon is probably supposed to be like some sort of hell creature thing.
Yes, I think that's really the idea. With
demons are usually from hell, I think, right?
Yeah.
They're like servants of Lucifer.
My understanding of all that is correct. I think you're right.
And last time I read the Bible, I'm pretty sure I got that.
Wait, you've read the Bible before? I find that hard to believe.
Oh, yeah. You'd be correct in doing so. Anyways, yeah, I mean, this match is basically happening. The only question is, where does Elias Samson fit into this heading into SummerSlam?
Do you think it'll be Elias Wyatt?
Yeah. Hey, the new Wyatt family, man. He can, like, strum some Wyatt
tunes.
Yeah,
he can
Wyatt
be their, what do they call it, like the Greek chorus?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The musician or group of musicians who comment on the action as it unfolds.
Oh, that's perfect, yeah.
That would be good. Let's talk a bit about New Day Usos.
Okay.
We saw on SmackDown that following the New Day claiming the SmackDown Tag Team Championships, the Usos attacked them while they were making their entrance for their celebration.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, obvious this match is going to happen.
Given that we've got two men versus three men, why not make this a two falls out of three falls match?
I agree.
That's what it should be.
And the New Day can change which two men are fighting for each fall.
Champion's advantage.
Yes.
Right there.
I think that'd be
free
spectacular.
Free bird rule.
Spectacular.
That would be great. Who wouldn't want to see that? The Usos have been doing fantastic work. I'm really happy with how that's progressing.
Yes.
So, good for them. Oh, although they did throw a wrench into our scheme of figuring out which one is which. Because this past week on SmackDown, they were both wearing the same shirt.
Mm.
One of them did not have a hoodie on. But I think I get the general point. Jimmy's the bigger one. Jimmy's the thicker one.
Okay. Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
Thicker, more, bigger name, Jimmy, not Jay.
Gotcha.
Okay. Here we go. Number four.
Four.
John Cena versus AJ Styles. So, if Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho happens at SummerSlam, then that would lead the way for AJ Styles to issue his open challenge to John. Oh, no. I just thought of a really, really disturbing scenario here. What better way for John Cena to celebrate his 17th world title victory than to combine it with a United States title victory and come out of SummerSlam a double champion of SmackDown Live?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Absolutely. And then you throw in John Cena to the mix, to the tag champion match. So you've got, it's perfect symmetry. One man versus two men versus three men.
There you go.
Two out of three falls match.
John Cena wins all three.
All the titles. Add him to Naomi versus Natalia. He's got all the titles.
All the titles.
Absolutely.
Not going to happen.
Look, man, John Cena versus AJ Styles for U.S. title. Who wouldn't want to see this? All their matches have been spectacular.
I know, yeah. I know. I mean, I of their last two matches, Rumble this year, SummerSlam last year, I prefer the SummerSlam match. I thought that was one of the three best matches.
Oh, man, yeah, we were blown away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they can put on another performance on par with the previous two matches, which I think is entirely possible.
Oh, absolutely.
This would be spectacular. They've already kind of laid the groundwork for it. They had a bit of interaction between Cena, AJ. Cena wants the belt.
Yeah.
So it's there.
Yeah.
This isn't something you need weeks to build up. You can announce it the day before the show and people will be excited for it.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. This is fantastic. I would love for this. How great would it be if he ended up taking on Jinder Mahal? We're going to talk about that in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, AJ lays down his open challenge. John Cena comes out. What? You have a match later on tonight. I can do all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's just against Jinder Mahal, dude. Like, this is the real challenge right here. It'd be great. John Cena can do it, everything.
Yeah, he's Super Cena.
I'm Super Cena. I supersede you. Number three.
Three.
Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose.
All right, lay out.
I don't want to see them. Look, man, we saw it this past week on Raw. Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, the simpatico. They were perfectly in tandem as a tag team on the same page. At the end, Seth Rollins busted out the Shield fist, and Dean Ambrose showing some depth of complex, some depth of character, depth of emotion, some complexity, didn't just no-sell it. He acted like it wasn't there. I want him, I've mentioned this on the Raw show, I want him to channel that, to turn that conflict, that emotional conflict, into what a lot of people do act out in rage and violence.
Yes.
When they're emotionally conflicted.
And I'll say this, I'm 100% on board with that idea. Mm-hmm. I think SummerSlam is too soon
too
for that.
Soon.
It's too soon.
Interesting.
This is what needs to happen.
Okay,
this entry should not be Rollins versus Ambrose. This entry should be Rollins versus The Miz.
Whoa!
For the Intercontinental title.
Wow.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Whether it's, it won't be this next week. Maybe it will be, or the week after.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a number one contender match for the Intercontinental title. It'll be Seth Rollins versus Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
So we will get this match. But then, both faces.
Yeah.
Rollins gets the win.
Oh.
Will face The Miz at SummerSlam for the Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
He will win that match. He will be the new Intercontinental champion and will carry that belt through at least the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Seeing Seth Rollins carrying the belt that he values so much will drive Dean Ambrose into a rage.
Oh, yeah.
And he will channel those feelings he felt 3 years ago when Seth Rollins betrayed him and broke up the Shield.
Yep.
And that will motivate his heel turn.
I love it. I like it. I like it a lot. Very good. Rollins versus Miz, then Rollins. Rollins versus Ambrose, then Miz, then Ambrose again.
Yes.
I like it.
But at SummerSlam, which is what we're talking about specifically here,
Miz.
Rollins versus The Miz, Intercontinental title match. Rollins wins.
All right.
And that will lead to feud with Ambrose.
It's all good. Collaborative.
Yeah, exactly.
Number two.
Two.
John Cena versus Jinder Mahal.
So we have a match on Tuesday.
I disposed of Randy Orton in the Punjabi prison match.
Okay.
I'm just language.
Get
my language.
Out of you so we can actually
Sing
talk.
Sing Brothers. People power.
There you go.
Okay.
You're starting. Every once in a while you slip into Super Dave there too.
what did he say? She's self-conscious about the size of her opening.
Her what?
Her opening. Anyways, John Cena versus Jinder Mahal.
So we have a number one contender match next Tuesday on SmackDown between John Cena and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Correct.
Winner of that match will face Jinder Mahal at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Now, we've been hearing reports, specifically I think from Cage Side Seat, saying that John Cena is slated to exit that match as number one contender.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And to face Jinder Mahal. Obviously, we talk about this quite a bit on our SmackDown recap. They obviously can't give Nakamura a clean loss.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
No.
So Baron Corbin would probably get involved,
mm-hmm.
seeking revenge for his loss last week on SmackDown, and enabling John Cena to pick up the win,
mm-hmm.
whether, you know, Corbin attacks Nakamura, Cena pins him, some DQ count-out thing, who knows.
Yeah.
But if Mahal is to leave SummerSlam as WWE champion,
mm-hmm.
it's because of this. It's because he's going to face John Cena. Because
if
it's Nakamura, we'll get to this next entry. It's Nakamura, Mahal. Mahal's not leaving that ring as champion.
Nope.
Not at all.
Absolutely. So we'll get it as number one.
Oh, you want to see anything else to say about number two?
Oh, no. I like what you just had to say. That was good. I think this is what we're going to get. I think we're going to get Cena versus Mahal.
Probably.
And I do think that Baron, because this is the thing. How much heel heat? Number one. John Cena doesn't care about the record. He really doesn't. He's already got his eye on Hollywood. He's having a blast in the WWE while he's there, while they need him. He'll go away for a little bit more after this. But I think after SummerSlam, coming out of SummerSlam, Baron Corbin's going to be holding that WWE title. I am firmly on board with that. I think that's going to happen. I'm not going to say it seems obvious, but it kind of seems obvious. I think we're going to have Shinsuke versus Baron early on. Baron's going to win or going to lose. He's going to cash in on John Cena. John Cena will have confetti raining down, but he will be beat up because he's had to deal with the Singh brothers. He's had to deal with Jinder. He's gotten taken at least two colossus.
Maybe a Great Khali.
Maybe the Great Khali.
Will be involved.
Absolutely, after he dispatched a Randy Orton.
Yeah.
So John Cena will have gone through the works. Baron Corbin's going to come in, cash in, and deep six the shit out of John Cena
and
show him the end of days.
Yes.
And it's going to be the end of his champion of his 17th championship run. And boom, Baron Corbin walks out. And that's before we get the Universal title match, which will end with Roman.
I'd like for that to happen.
Yeah,
but it's probably going to be Roman Reigns as the Universal champion.
This has been SummerSlam. Drive safe. That's what I had to say about John Cena versus Jinder Mahal.
All right.
But I think this excites you. Number one.
One.
Bam, Shinsuke Nakamura versus Jinder Mahal.
Yeah. Now, if WWE really wants to get people interested in new talent.
Yeah.
Creating new stars.
Oh, yeah.
They have
international, worldwide.
Yes. You have Nakamura win the match on SmackDown on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Clean.
Mm-hmm.
You have Nakamura walk into SummerSlam, win the championship.
Yep.
Huge star.
Massive star.
Massive star.
Yeah.
He carries that belt all the way to WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. Nobody
worry faces
stop him.
AJ Styles.
Who won the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really. Give the fans what they want. Everybody wants to see that match. WWE, I'm telling you right now, listen to your fans. Give them that match for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania. This is what the people want, right?
Do you want Do you want Nakamura to be a massive star at the John Cena level? Put the strap on him in 3 weeks, 4 weeks at SummerSlam.
3 weeks.
Three and a half weeks.
Three weeks or so.
Yeah.
What will probably actually happen, if this match happens, is Corbin will insert himself, walk away with the title, get some heat on him, just for Nakamura to eventually get the belt off him at Survivor Series or the Royal Rumble.
Right, right, right.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Either way, I can see Baron Corbin walking out of SummerSlam as WWE champion. I really can. I think that he's. I think that they can take, again, because Vince seems to understand that the universe is bigger than the world, he prizes that Universal title, mainly because Brock is on Raw and the title's on Raw. It's a red belt. So they can do whatever they want with that world title, which I love. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Baron Corbin is the perfect Mr. Money in the Bank, and I think it makes all the sense in the world for him to walk out of SummerSlam as world title. So
as world title?
As world title.
And obviously in the coming weeks, we're going to get a lot more clarity on what matches are actually going to happen. So we'll see how close we are to getting the SummerSlam card right. In the next couple weeks, I think.
Absolutely, yeah. So, we're probably right about
we're hardly ever right, though. We're usually wrong.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They ask us to book stuff, we book stuff.
Who asked us to book stuff?
Our friendos.
Oh, okay.
Our audience. They say, hey, book SummerSlam. You got it.
We just did.
Oh, you didn't know? Anyways, let us know what you guys think in the comments. Of course, hit that subscribe button. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Do you follow automotive news? Or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host / two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, huh, that's a good-looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcast on YouTube.